PhonePe Pulse, beat of progress, powered by Money Control.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the PhonePe Pulse Beat of Progress conversation series. I'm your host Karthik, and in this series, we're talking to leaders and industry experts from the fintech industry. Much has been said about how merchant acceptance has been a critical driver of digital payments in India, with the QR code now being ubiquitously present everywhere. In fact, as per the recently released PhonePe Pulse BCG report, merchant payments are expected to increase from about 20% by value today to about 65% by 2026. For an in-depth chat from the merchant perspective, I would like to welcome Vivek Lochap, who leads the merchant business at PhonePe. He and his team have been instrumental in digitally empowering over 30 million merchants across the country. Welcome, Vivek. Delighted that you could join us in today's edition of the Beat of Progress podcast series.
Thank you, Karthik.
So, Vivek, let me start with this question. You've been at the helm of driving digitization amongst all our offline merchants, including the Kirana stores. What are some of the big challenges that you've seen and, you know, measures that you and the team have taken to mitigate some of these challenges?
Okay, so I'll break it up in two parts. About four and a half years back when we started, there were no UPI QRs or there was no UPI acceptance in offline particularly. And if you look at overall commerce, 93% of commerce happens in offline. So, and you can imagine consumers were using UPI apps, but they didn't have acceptance at merchant places. So at that point of time, when we started going to those merchants and started talking to them about accepting UPI, it was the basic challenge. It sounds way off today, I mean, where we have reached. But at that point of time, it was just basic understanding of how digital payments would help them, including, I mean, it was so difficult to kind of explain that cash itself has had a cost, right? It sounds free, but it's not, because of the damage of cash, theft of cash. Additionally, the number of times you have to go to the banks. It was just basic things that was so difficult to explain at that point of time.
Right.
But when we kind of, obviously, we used brute force to kind of, you know, have people explain it multiple times to the merchants, and obviously that came at a cost. But over time, when we exploded, we had to get to about 50-60% penetration level. And fortunately for digital payments, COVID happened, and people actually got aligned on the customer side, wanted a contactless payment experience. And at that point of time, payments really exploded, and it became almost simple for merchants to understand that this is a customer's ask today. So it was basic education that we had to kind of, you know, invest behind to start with. But later on, at growth stage, if you, last 2 years, transactions have grown by 4 times, the volume as well as the value. So you can imagine earlier when we started, it was 1-2% of merchants' payment, which was digital. Now it has gone to about 20% level. So obviously merchants started taking this much more seriously. Additionally, what happened, because every time there is some kind of ubiquity that gets created, there are fraudulent elements, unscrupulous elements that came in. They started finding flaws in the process, including, I mean, I was hearing of some people pasting their QRs on merchant's QR, and it was so difficult for the merchant to understand that he was not getting the payment, somebody else was. And at that point of time, we kind of innovated with our photo QR. So we started giving QR code with their photographs so that they could identify if it's their QR or somebody else's QR. Additionally, the other kind of fraud that started happening, consumers started showing their fake screen of that payment has happened, look at my screen. And that's when we realized that validation experience needed to be better. And thereby we launched smart speaker, which kind of helps them hear the sound when the transaction happens. So there are various challenges that we face across. And new will come, I'm sure. So idea is that we keep investing behind those solutions and we keep moving forward.
Yeah, so why don't we take a look at a merchant story sharing his experience with digital payments.
I am Banti Sutradhar. I live in a small village called Charida. It's a village in the Bagmundi
in the subdivision of the Purulia district in the state of West Bengal, India. Charida is famous for the Chhau mask used in the famous Chhau dance. Though our village is located remotely at the foothills of Ayodhya Hills, still it attracts many of the tourists from all parts of India because of its heritage and creativity. This has created an enormous business opportunity for us. But their overall sales were somehow restricted or limited because of only cash acceptance. There were some other challenges as well in this business. The nearest bank from my location is very far, and in alternate days, I had to visit my bank because keeping this money in the house was not safe. In a highly competitive market, leaving the store during peak business hours was a huge opportunity loss. 2 years back, I started using PhonePay in my shop to accept payment digitally from tourists and other buyers. Now, there are no more visits to bank for payment deposit as digital payment money is getting deposited directly to my bank account. My business has flourished as I'm able to give more time to my business. I'm very happy with PhonePay, which has helped me increase business with its UPI payment service. Thank you.
One of the things that we saw on the consumer side, which I'm sure is even more so on the merchant side, is just the diversity, right? It's not a one-size-fits-all, whether there's geographical diversity or even various functions or verticals within merchants. How have you tackled the whole diversity aspect or the heterogeneity that exists within the offline merchant landscape?
Yeah, contrary to what people think, offline is not a monolith. Yeah. There is the category of merchants, there are geography-related nuances. I'll pick up a couple of them. About 8% of offline is modern trade. When I say modern trade, chains, restaurant chains, grocery chains. So basically, these are large merchants, right? Their needs are very different with respect to what kind of payment solutions they want. They wanted integrated solution. They wanted recon to be streamlined. So we had to kind of build those solutions to be able to cater to their need. Even if you look at unorganized merchants, which is obviously largest majority, which is approximately 93% of offline commerce. So that's where there were other nuances with respect to geography. In top 300 cities, you would go with a different GTM because the density of merchants obviously is much higher. You could send a person in a street and he would be able to acquire all those merchants. And so basically the efficiency will be much higher. But if you go to far-flung areas, merchants are scattered all over, right? I mean, the number of merchants per capita is much lower. So it's very difficult to deploy your sales people directly. So we had to innovate on the GTM model itself. We found partners, micro entrepreneurs who we went to, who wanted to earn a little more beyond obviously what they were earning in their core job. So we took their help in every tehsil, in every small district. We went and kind of onboarded them. They helped us acquire. Obviously, we paid them for acquisition. So it was a very different creative GTM model we had to come up with to actually penetrate in rural. The third nuance, I think, is with respect to different merchants' need. If you look at high ATV, high transaction, ticket size of every bill is much higher, there the consumer behavior is that they would want the card to be accepted. And so obviously, because of consumer behavior, merchant would want to kind of enable card payments there. So there we kind of enabled container where we allow our consumers to start to pay using credit card also. But in the smaller segment where the throughput is higher, where the transaction ticket size is lower, but the number of transactions that happen, like a tea stall, like a panwala. So the number of transactions that would happen in a day will be much higher. But the value will be smaller. He wouldn't want to enable credit card, but he wanted UPI payments to be available there. So we had to kind of figure out what kind of solution and what kind of GTM and what kind of instrument, payment instrument that we would need to enable for different segments of these merchants.
That's an interesting insight on working capital. So let's take a look at a merchant's experience on real-time settlements.
Namaste. मैं चिंतन परमार बुटाउस की ओर से अच्छा मैं आपसे एक चीज शेयर कर रहा हूं जो मेरी
हेलो आई एम चिंतन परमार फ्रॉम परमार बूट हाउस आई एम शेयरिंग अ प्रॉब्लम दैट हैज बीन सॉल्वड बाय फोनपे वी हैव बीन यूजिंग फोनपे फॉर ओवर 1 ईयर But we were facing a problem in getting confirmation once successful payments by customers were completed. As transaction verification problems are common, we needed instant verification of successful payments in all our stores. To solve this challenge, PhonePay is providing a store-wise transaction confirmation facility, which is beneficial for both merchants and consumers. So, I want to thank PhonePay for providing us with this solution. Another great thing about PhonePay that I want to highlight is that it helped me solve the problem of branch-wise settlement in all my 18 stores across South Gujarat. It is a great feature that PhonePay has provided that makes it very easy to track branch-wise settlement. So, thank you PhonePay and I urge everyone to use PhonePay.
Actually, that's really insightful and now I wonder that in addition to the challenges that seem to be very specific and it's not a monolith, every merchant is quite different. I think what would help is, Vivek, if you can just talk us through how different merchants have been using digital payments differently. Some of them are, as we've talked about before, some of them are using it for digital payments itself, but many of them are actually using it beyond digital payments. So could you maybe shed some light on some feedback of some real examples of how digitization at an overall level is just permeating across various types of merchants?
So as I said, when we started, 1 year down after we started, digital payments only contributed to 1-2%. So it was good to have, not a must have. I mean, cash was obviously a king and it's still significant. But at that point of time, people never really saw digital payments as a must have. And if you go back, penetration, when we reached penetration in a particular city, when we reach to 80% merchants, right? Because as a consumer, if you look at the consumer, if he has to carry a wallet to go to a market, to go to any place that he wants to go to, then the natural behavior is to obviously take out cash or take out card. And that's how we started. But when we reached to that inflection point of 80% penetration is when we make a consumer realize that you don't need to carry wallet at all. To go and shop anywhere, and that's when it completely switches. Then it explodes. The transactions explode because consumers, more and more consumers start using the UPI app, and at the same time, merchants no more see it as good to have but a must have because they realize if the consumers are only walking in with a phone. And if they don't have digital payments enabled, then they would lose out on those merchants. And that's when everything exploded. And that's how we are going city by city. We are enabling these things. That is one good insight that we obviously observed as a part of our journey. The second is when obviously things became significant for the merchants, merchants also realized that there was significant advantage they were observing in their working capital they had to manage. The distributor payments, the number of times they don't have to go to the bank now, the amount of theft they were having in cash, all those things obviously got minimized over time. So that's something that merchants only realized after obviously the traction increased. Third part is that, the thing that you were alluding to, that was that it's not just payments that kind of, do the trick. We innovated on something else with respect to how do we add more value to the merchant's life, right? Beyond payments, is when we realized that we have a large consumer base. We have a large merchant base on both sides. And when we onboard a merchant, we actually take their lat long, and obviously other than KYC information, we could actually connect the two because consumers usually look for nearby shops, all those places. So basically we could connect the two. So we built a feature called PhonePay Stores, using which a consumer would be able to see all the stores of different categories. It could be restaurant, it could be grocery, because payments is obviously category agnostic. He would be able to see all nearby stores and he would be able to chat with them. He'll be able to call them. He'll be able to, so that engagement channel we built, and that helped merchants grow their business because obviously we kind of created their visibility without any cost. And obviously, those are the kind of things that merchants started preferring beyond payments. And we have to obviously keep moving in that direction.
I think this notion of going beyond payments is quite powerful. Let's look at an example of how the PhonePe business app has actually helped merchants in going beyond payments.
Hi, I am Rajesh, General Manager, Aditya Bajaj. We are in the field for the past 30 years. We have three dealerships, Bajaj as well as KTM. Actually, we are using the bank credit card swipe machines to get the payments from the customers. In that, we are paying much commission. So recently, we came to know that PhonePe is available, and they people approached us. We have started using across all our branches through QR code. We started collecting customer payments in this. So previously, we were paying much more as a commission. In this QR code system, we are saving a lot, to be frank. So we are, as a business people, that's what we want. So we are getting the benefit from PhonePe partner. And also, we are getting much benefits by verifying the payment receipt from our end. And we can list out all our stores and we can verify every day what is the amount we have received. And in the customer part, customers are very easily identifying our stores by the app. So that is also helps the customers much. So we are very much happy to have such a wonderful partner. And the service part, we have to say, they are much comfortable with the service. So whenever we face any difficulties, immediately the executive helps us and resolves the issue immediately. So we, as well as our customers, are much happy with PhonePe. Thank you.
Excellent. So these are some very good examples, Vivek. Before we wrap up, we've talked a lot about what's happened in the past. So if you take the next 5 to 10 years, Vivek, where do you see future growth coming from? What do you think are some of the unlocks or critical factors that will actually help drive even further digitization of these merchants?
So one place where we expect a huge growth is rural, because what we have observed in urban, as soon as we reach 80% penetration, consumers' behavior change. More number of consumers make more number of transactions, and obviously the ecosystem explodes. So I think we have reached, as an ecosystem, we have reached to about 50-60%. By the end of the year, early next year, I think we'll be able to reach to that 80% penetration level. And that's when we believe that there will be that inflection point, which will enable the ecosystem even in rural. Other than that, I think as an ecosystem, we'll need to kind of invest heavily towards creating payment system more reliable, because number of downtimes that we experience either from NPCI side or from bank side. So those things are creating a friction with respect to reliability. And that obviously is connected to the kind of sustainability that this business has. At this point of time, I would want to kind of give credit to RBI for the PIDF scheme, which is kind of helping us create digital penetration in rural. But that's also obviously finite. At some point of time, we'll have to kind of have ecosystem self-sustainable towards more innovation, more investment. And in that regard, I think if at some point of time we move away from zero MDR and kind of figure out a system which can help the ecosystem invest much more, because that is what will be the next step in driving the growth moving forward.
And on that note, thank you, Vivek, for joining us. It was wonderful talking to you. I think it's very obvious that without the merchant side investments that have happened, India's digital story is incomplete. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. We'll be bringing more such conversations your way.
PhonePe Pulse, beat of progress, powered by Money Control.